Hello, Audio Boo. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's day one of Audio Mo. I haven't done Audio Mo for 2 years. I didn't do it last year. I did the year before, if I remember rightly. I could be wrong. I've done it before, but I haven't done it for a while. I think I've had at least a year off. So, this year, I'm determined to come back, and I'm going to fulfil the challenge. That's what I'm going to do. And I couldn't decide how to kick off. I was going to do a bit of music, and then I thought, no, somebody else has done that. I was going to do something else, a little bit more audio-related. But I'm going to save that for another time too. And this afternoon, it's kind of linked with what I was planning on doing, but this afternoon I've been out in the garden. I've been doing mowing and washing cars and stuff like that. So I'm a bit beaten up and hot, and you know how it is. So what better time to do a hashtag rat arsed to toast the start of Audio Moo 2014. So let's crack on. Tonight I'm going to do another beer from the cooperative. As I said in my last hashtag rat arsed boo, I'd grabbed a couple of beers from the cooperative's chiller cabinet. I was initially put off by the fact that it was Co-op's own brand, but I thought, you know what? Why not? I'll give them a try. What's the worst that can happen? In fact, the last one, I poured it too fast. It was a bottle conditioned beer. I got a glass full of silt. It still tasted all right, but it wasn't all that pleasant, to be quite honest. So I'm hoping that we'll have a bit of better luck with this one. However, there is a jeopardy involved here. It's one of my pet hates, but I'm hoping that I'm going to be pleasantly surprised. So let's crack on, because I'm wasting time. So tonight's beer of choice for this hashtag rat ass toasting in the start of Audio Mo 2014 is the cooperative Bumblebee Honey Ale. There you go. Honey, there's the jeopardy. Honey in beer? Really? Mind you, I said that about bananas, and that's gorgeous. So let's see what happens. I'll do my usual rundown of the bottle. So being from the cooperative, it has the standard gold unmarked crown cap. Nothing to see here. And it has a fair trade logo on the neck label. It says the fair trade logo underneath says fair trade honey. We like a bit of fair trade, don't we? And then the front label is quite sort of straightforward, an oval with a gold trim around the edge and a gold oval in the middle with a little tiny picture of a beehive and some little buzzy bees flying around. And it says Bumblebee Honey Ale, and then it says Free Miner, and I'm guessing that's the Free Miner Brewery who were responsible for the Gold Miner Ale that I tried the other day. Best before seen, like a bottle, store in a cool, dry place. Well, actually, this has been in the fridge because I wanted a cool beer. And then it says the cooperative, 4.6% volume. And it says contains 24% fair trade honey. So let's have a look at the back. Fair trade Bumblebee Honey Ale, 500 millilitres. Made with fair trade Chilean wildflower honey and British malting barley. The beer enjoys a silky aroma of hops and honey and a long, smooth finish. Oh, here we go. An absolute must for chicken and pasta or a fresh Caesar salad. So, hey, if you're having chicken for your dinner, people, best get off to the co-op because you need to have this beer to go with your chicken. It says it's an absolute must. Chicken isn't chicken without cooperative fair trade Bumblebee Honey Ale. So there you go. You heard it here first. Origin made in the UK using British barley, wheat, hops and Chilean honey. And then the usual sort of stuff. Emphasises again that fair trade honey 24%. Made using yeast. No poo Sherlock, it's beer. What else is it going to be made with? I like that. Do not drink and drive. Play sport or operate machinery. Well, there you go. So yeah, well, let's see what it tastes like, shall we? So let's go for the crack open of the bottle. That was me. I've always got to do one practice one, haven't I? Right. Hopefully I'm not going to slip off the cap this time. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Oh, clean as a whistle. Clean as a whistle. Now, you see, I don't like this honey idea. I'm a bit put off by it. But then again, I was really put off by the bananas, wasn't I? And I love banana bread beer now. I'm not getting any honeyed aroma from the neck of the bottle, but it is quite heavily chilled, so that's not surprising. So let's go for the pour. See if I can do this one without messing it up. So far, so good. It's very sparkly. Oh well, that was nice and easy. Bizarrely, what I did notice when I looked at the bottle, which I'll just mention, it says, advice, please open and pour with care. Yet this isn't a bottle conditioned one. It might have been a nice thing for them to put that on the bloody bottle conditioned one that I pulled the other day. There's a little bit of a warning. Anyway, about this one. So, very light ale, very clear, lager looking in appearance, very light head. Could just be a pint of lager, really, or maybe a pint of, like, what's that, Strongbow cider type stuff. There's virtually no head at all, although it is quite sparkly. So, I'm not getting much aroma from it at all. Maybe there's a slight bit of honey there, but let's go for the taste and see what we think. Cheers, everybody, and cheers to everybody who's partaking in this year's Audio Mo. Well, it's very refreshing, that's for certain. But then again, it wouldn't take much to refresh me right now. I reckon I could... No, I won't say what I was going to say. Because it's probably a bit rude. Well, I'm not getting any honey yet. At all, in fact. So let's just talk about what else I can see for a minute and see if the honey develops on the palate. Look at me, I'm sounding like Oz Clark. I've probably got about the same amount of hair as Oz Clark as well. That's quite depressing, isn't it? Anyway, yes, so, yeah, very light golden ale, very refreshing. It's very sparkly, very fizzy. Very pleasant to taste. There's a good strong hoppiness there. But I'm not really getting any honey. It's still not come through. Maybe it's because it is quite heavily chilled. It's been out the fridge for about 20 minutes or so, but okay. Oh, aye. Just a little bit. Gives it like a bit of a sweetness. I wouldn't have put it down as honey if I didn't know it was honey. Aye, but it's nice. I'll nail me colours to the mast. It hasn't got a very strong flavour at all. There's not a lot of flavour to it, but that could be because it's quite cold. But after a day chopping grass and washing cars and stuff in the heat, it's pretty much perfect. I like that a lot. I'd buy that again. Definitely. The Cooperative Bumblebee Honey Ale. I'd try that. Yeah, definitely. Give it a go, people. Hey, do you know what? That's not bad. Well, I'm pleasantly surprised. I was put off by the honey. I was put off by the fact that it's from the co-op. But it seems that the co-op have called it this little brewery, this Free Miner brewery. I might Google them actually and see what their history is. Unless it's just like, you know, sometimes they kind of make out that it's a brewery, but actually it's not. It's just like part of the co-op. They're just making their own beer and decided to call it their own. So it's their own brewery, if you like. I wonder if it's got any history before they got their grubby mitts on it. But anyway, doesn't really matter. Beer tastes nice. Cooperative, Fair Trade, Bumblebee, Honey Ale. Go try it, people. You might just like it. Cheers, everybody. And once again, cheers to Audio Mode. It's got me drunk. Audio Mode 2014. Thanks for listening, guys. Catch you later. #ratarsed.